Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member and former chief economist for the SBA, now chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. Chad Moutre, welcome back to the show.
Great to be on your show, as always.
Hey, I just guess who was on the last hour? Hector Barreto.
Yeah, well, like old times.
It's like having an SBA reunion here. Yeah.
Well, so, next time he's on the show, say hello to him for me.
I will. Yeah. So it's good to have you back, Chad, and... last time you were here, you always bring us your excellent quality, high quality, Moutre quality reporting. But
the
news wasn't good.
You know, I always try to be glass half full. You know that, Jim.
I know, and I'm the guy kind of guy who says, "Are you going to drink that?" So this time I fear that you're going to have the same Moutre quality reporting, but the news is not going to be better.
So I'll go straight into it here. So I think, you know, there are two underlying trends. So I'll start with the glass half full version, and then I'll give you the version that you probably subscribe to. So in general, I think as we talked about last time I was on the show, we're seeing signs that perhaps, you know, we're seeing a little bit better hiring, spending. Housing market data certainly coming out in the April and May data. We had a really bad end of last year, really bad first quarter, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's especially true in manufacturing. But you're starting to see some signs of some stabilization. That you know, sentiment has picked up a little bit for manufacturing. The ISM survey, for instance, has been expanding for three straight months. We have a survey coming out later this week, which also will show a little bit better, a better optimism, but here's the big but here. We also have, you know, continued to be challenged as a sector. The jobs numbers that came out a week and a half ago really kind of changed that narrative pretty strongly, I think, for a lot of folks.
It fell off the table, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, we only 38,000 jobs were added in the month of May, and you know, for manufacturers, actually, we lost 10,000 workers in May.
Wow.
We lost 35,000 workers for the year as a whole so far.
Wow.
And so I think, you know, where that narrative changed is really with those jobs numbers, to the extent that, you know, I think really what it says to me is that we're not out of the woods yet.
That
you know, even though there are folks like me who are glass half full, you know, the challenges that are out there are still pretty real. And again, especially for manufacturing, but the jobs numbers suggest that, you know, hiring still is not quite for it to be either.
Let's put those 38,000 in perspective. And I don't know what your number is, but some of the economists that I talk to, other economists, Chad, tell me that the economy needs 150 net new jobs a month just to cover the new folks.
That's correct. We were expecting 160 or maybe even, you know, a little bit more than that, and so the 38,000 was just way off.
How did we miss it that much?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I actually would
Who
not be surprised.
When you say we are expecting, surely you're not going to say that you were expecting 160, because I know you're better than that, Chad. Who was the we, and why were they expecting 160? I mean, that's...
You're calling me out, Jim. You're calling me out because I was expecting
really?
A number that was that high too. So sometimes I get it right. I called the ISM number last week, but other times I get it wrong with the job.
How did it get missed that badly? What fell off the table that you didn't see?
You know, I think certainly from my perspective, I think I was looking at data which was suggesting, like I said, that the manufacturers were getting a little bit better. Optimism was picking up, hiring, looking like it was, at least in sentiment surveys, was picking up. And I think, you know, beyond manufacturing, you are seeing strength in other pockets of the economy. You're certainly seeing it in a lot of the service sector. Construction has been doing a little bit better. So,
small business is still not doing well, though.
I was seeing strength outside of manufacturing, unfortunately. But that's what I was expecting. And again, I guess all of us economists were wrong in that regard. I wouldn't be surprised if that number gets revised up a little bit, but it's not going to take away from the fact that it was just a really bad month.
Yeah.
So I guess what we'll see is if that number gets, we bounce back from that in June.
Mm-hmm. There's some really stupid policies coming out of Washington these days, and I want to overlay them on the manufacturing industry with Chad. We'll come back after these messages. I'm talking about the overtime rules, and I wonder what his constituents are saying about this particular rule. Quick break, 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.